This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Two Rivers Cooperative, the Knoxville Recreation Center, Don's Heating and Cooling, Hearthstone, a Ministry of Wesley Life, Pella Indoor Pool, Knoxville Recreation Center, Marion County Auto Body, and Crossroads of Pella. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@knoxville.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pella Regional Health Center, Digital Galleria, Twyla Wilson, Sales Director of Shackley Corporation, Golf Cars of Iowa, George's Pizza, Brew Coffee House and Windmill Cafe, Witten Construction, and Lighten State Bank, VSR Financial Services. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
How is the Affordable Care Act likely to impact local hospitals and our health care? In the sixth part of a 10-part program on health and wealth, let's go in depth with Kevin Kincaid, CEO of the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. So, Kevin, how is the Affordable Care Act impacting Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, the doctors, staff, patients?
What we're seeing right now is the buildup to kind of the anticipated changes that are coming. I mean, as far as what we've actually realized at this point, we've got a few of our independent contractors or folks that we've been associated with that have received those famous letters of, their policies were canceled. And so we've been kind of working with them on, you know, what are some options for them, kind of paying attention to, kind of how the sign up and the enrollment's going on the exchange, just a lot of build up to the anticipated changes that are just around the corner now.
Okay, so these are some actual patients, too, that are coming in. Hey, my plan got dropped. I need to talk to you about it.
Yeah, we're picking up some of that. I think that's probably just the tip of the iceberg of what we're going to see next year, because I think what we've seen this year was the kind of that individual market. And I think one of the things that we're really concerned about is the same thing happening in the employer-based arena. And now you've got major, major changes in how people are getting their insurance, which provides a lot of challenges for us as it relates to just the uncertainty and the way things have are beginning to unfold. Historically, for decades, our insurance has been the cornerstone has been the employer-based insurance plan. So, employers, your boss, your company that you work for, providing insurance for you. Now you've got companies, small and large, that are clearly going to be looking at, is it going to be more advantageous to us to go ahead and have those folks go out independently to the exchange, or should we continue to provide insurance products here? I think one of the things that we've noticed is that we're beginning to see the changes where the mentality is changing a little bit. If you remember that pensions used to be really common. A lot of companies mm-hmm. had pensions, and so there was kind of a defined plan, and that's what people receive. And so what we're seeing is that potentially on a large scale, on a very large scale, there could be this transition over to, instead of there being kind of a defined plan, there's now a defined contribution. So today what's normal is that instead of a pension, a company would give you X number of dollars to go out and invest for your retirement. And what we see potentially coming down the pike is, well, now we'll just give you an X number of dollars and you go out on the exchange and purchase your own insurance. That's what we call the big jump ball that's coming as it relates to work. Accustomed to, as an industry, as a healthcare industry, dealing with companies and large plans. And now we're beginning to start to look at a world where we're going to begin to be dealing directly with individuals and individual plans. So the complexity for us just goes skyrocketing.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Midtown Tire, Plum Supply, Lauterbach Buick GMC, Knoxville Edward Jones offices of Kerry Garcia, Matt Kissinger, and Adam Norris, iHealth Solutions, and Iowa State Savings Bank. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com and clicking Radio Plus. It's that easy. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Knoxville Raceway, Kevin Wadley CPA, Marion County Fair Association, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, Knoxville Chamber of Commerce, and the Pleasantville Clinic and E.J. McKeever Clinic in Melcher.
I continued my conversation about the Affordable Care Act with Kevin Kincaid, CEO of the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. We probably, here in Marion County, because of the good manufacturing, the good jobs and things that we have here, we're probably better positioned than a lot of other counties in Iowa that don't have this strong, you know, productive base. But it's still these major employers are perhaps considering that now.
Yeah, I mean, these are individual company decisions that will be made. But I think this particular area, Marion County in particular, is blessed to have companies that are, when we're discussing with them, with our large manufacturing folks in the area, you can tell right away that they are very dedicated to their employees and bringing forth the very best benefits that they can bring forth to their employees. So, we really don't have a large segment of our employers that are going to just make a purely bottom line decision and just look at this from selfish company interests. But as an industry, this is going to hit. Because that begins to change, because I think there was a lot of that attitude as we went away from pensions. Now it's just commonplace that there's a defined contribution instead of a defined plan, and we see that slowly beginning to migrate and change. I think that one of the things that we've participated in that is probably the most concerning for us is, and it begins to just unfold in natural human behavior, is when a company is putting together a health benefits plan, they kind of I hate to use the term big brother, but there is that kind of that thought of I am going to purchase on your behalf what we feel is in your best interest. And so you get this plan that a lot of these coverages, are a lot of just in case, and a lot of times people don't even use them, but they're usually very benefit rich. And so when we've worked with folks to go out there and begin to look at, okay, when an individual gets to make that decision, and it will be their spending, what they will be writing out of their own personal accounts. What we've seen is unless folks have a lot of health concerns going on, there's a very high propensity to just purchase whatever's cheapest. Mm-hmm. And then just hope that, hey, I won't need these benefits. So what I am most concerned about as it relates to the exchanges and all the things that are going on is that we are going to begin to see people come in and maybe not fully understanding what their plan is. I mean, it's just been a debacle for a rollout, and it's been very confusing for people to be able to understand, okay, what is it that I'm buying out there on the exchange? So people will get these different rated plans, and so for people that might be able to see a savings, we're concerned that about people coming in and when they actually need services, then discovering, I didn't know the deductible was that high or my copay was that high and all those sorts of things. And then in the health industry, we begin to see, you know, the part that the individual patient is responsible for becomes higher and higher. And then we end up being more of a collection company than a healthcare company. And so those are all the things that we're really concerned about as this moves forward.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by The Next Chapter, Nandrotronics Radio Shack, Medicap Pharmacy in Knoxville, Sandals Lounge, Iowa Realty, Integrative Counseling Solutions, and Motor and Auto Group of Knoxville. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Medicap Pharmacy in Oskaloosa, Stan Drywall, Central College, Two Rivers Cooperative, Verduft Agency, Marion County Bank, and Dr. Kurt Vanderplu. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation about the Affordable Care Act with Kevin Kincaid, CEO of the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics.
Well, isn't it just sort of a gamble that we roll the dice and, you know, this plan versus that plan? Because, you know, we can't see the future. And so the healthcare consumer, no matter how smart we are, no matter how much we read, you know, the document stuff, it still demands a little bit of predicting the future, right?
Yeah, the uncertainty is kind of the scary thing, I think, at the individual family level, right around the dinner table and talking about how we're going to make ends meet this next year, to business uncertainty. What are my healthcare costs going to be in the future? There's a lot of uncertainty there. And certainly in the hospital industry, we're experiencing a lot of uncertainty because, it was famously said we need to pass this law and then we'll find out what's in it. Well, I'm at if not monthly, weekly conversations about the Affordable Care Act, and I constantly learn new things, and I discover new things about it. And I got to tell you, there's very little that I find out, I didn't know that, and that's a really good thing. It's been more discovery about, I didn't know that, and that's a concern. And so as an industry, we're beginning to see how this begins to unfold and how it impacts everyone. But, the basic premise of the Affordable Care Act, we need to not lose sight of is that we had too many people that didn't have coverage and too many people didn't have access to good coverage. And so that was the effort to do that. I mean, that is in its essence of what they were trying to do. What ended up happening, whether it was intentional or inadvertently, I think that's yet for history to determine and the pundits to weigh in on. But basically, we've upset the entire system to address that issue. And so now we're kind of in that shuffle of trying to put all this together.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Sundance Realty, Extras Consignment, Pella Regional Health Center, Pella Historical Museum and Tulip Time, Indianola Good Samaritan Center, PellaMotors.com, and Lely North America. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Deja Vu Consignments, Bethany Christian Services, CN Life Coaching, Pella Corporation, Edward Jones Financial Advisors in Pella, and Elite Painting and Wall Covers Incorporated.
I continued my conversation about the Affordable Care Act with Kevin Kincaid, CEO of the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics.
as a member of the media, I'm just going to say, I don't think the media has covered this very well. So everywhere I look, you know, I'll see this is a disaster, or this is a great thing. Here's good, here's bad. There's all kinds of ideology and agenda being presented in the media. So as a consumer, it's hard to know anything based upon what you read and hear in the media. Do you have any advice for just the regular old healthcare consumer about how to know how this is really going to impact them?
Well, at this particular time, if you feel confused and uncertain, that's so am I. I'm confused and uncertain, and this is what I do for a living. And so we're trying to get this figured out. So I think from that perspective, there will be much more information kind of coming out and some guiding principles to help you make better decisions. But what I think the big things on this is to continue to try to do your best to stay informed, be asking your doctor you know, questions about, you know, how can I better take care of myself from a, you know, a primary care, a preventative perspective, and all those sorts of things. Because we know that, you know, that's where we're going to make the biggest impact. That's where we're going to make the big differences is in those primary care offices and from a preventive perspective. We can't just continue to wait till people are deathly ill and then try to take care of the situation from that point.
Okay, so find your medical home and start there. Is that your recommendation?
I would say that, you know, establishing a good primary care relationship and make sure that you're making your appointments and stay informed about your health care. There's a lot of information out there, and continue to pay attention to this as this begins to unfold, because economically, to every individual in our community, to every business that's out there, as this begins to unfold, it's going to paint a different economic picture moving forward. So the amount that you're going to have to pay more for the same coverage, or the amount that you're going to have to pay more for less coverage, or all of a sudden you've got access to better coverage at less cost, because things are evolving, you just got to pay attention to that. And just don't sit back and wait until you have a catastrophic event and then try to figure it out. That's what I would suggest that people do.
Thanks to Kevin Kincaid for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.